the weakness of the Senate Republicans and the fact that they set deadlines and then they repeatedly moved the deadlines forward until they gave the political left exactly what they wanted, the Thursday hearing.
I think it's weak. I think that they should have set the deadline and stuck to the deadline. And unless there were further information that came that would say we should move that deadline for some very, very good reason, it should have gone forward. This keep on moving the deadline and allowing somebody like Dr. Ford or even her attorneys to keep delaying this, and delaying his confirmation. This is craziness to have somebody else come along and say, oh, now I remember this or I remember that.
It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
Our nation and our system of government is under attack by the very people sworn to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the land. I'm referring to the tactics of Senate Democrats and political activists who are working overtime to find a strategy to prevent a Senate confirmation vote on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. So far, two women have stepped forward at the 11th hour with unsupported and unverifiable accusations of sexual assault or misbehavior against Judge Kavanaugh, dating back more than 30 years. None of the women told other people, and none have witnesses to corroborate their tales. Yet Senate Democrats have joined with leftist activists to argue that the women who make allegations should be believed, even in the absence of supporting information. Noticeably absent from much of the debate are the GOP women that I would expect to be out front defending the American system of justice with its presumption of innocence. Joining me to make sense of this is retiring Representative Diane Black, who has represented the 6th District of Tennessee for many years and now heads the House Budget Committee. So, Diane, welcome to the Be the People show, which is now on the America Out Loud Network.
Well, thank you, Carol. It's great to be with you, and thank you for bringing this very important subject matter to the people so that they can hear more about what really is going on behind the scenes and in front of the scenes as well.
So have you been in Washington this past week while all of this has been unfolding?
No. Congress has been back in what we call the work week, so we've been back in our districts going out into our individual districts, and that helps us to be able to stay in touch with our constituents that we represent. And we will be going back tomorrow. We'll be back in session at least in the House. Now, the Senate has been in session, but the House has not.
Now, what have you been hearing from your constituents about the theatrics taking place in Washington?
As I've traveled throughout the district both last week and even today, people are just incensed by what's going on with this confirmation. Many people are just saying they believe that the Senate ought to go ahead and take a vote and allow Mr. Kavanaugh to start serving as our next Supreme Court Justice. It just is so unbelievable that in our nation, where we stand with the Constitution and the Fifth Amendment about having the right to be innocent before proven guilty. You have to be proven guilty, so you're innocent until that approval. And it just is, people are incensed by the fact that, as you said at the beginning of your dialogue, that we are somehow jumping to these conclusions about a very honorable man and not giving him an opportunity even to have the accuser to come before the Senate Judiciary Committee and make those statements, which just seem unbelievable that over 30 years ago they can say something happened, no proof, and yet people jumping on saying, oh, I believe these women. Why would you believe them when they're just bringing this forward. After all, he's been a judge for many, many years on the 5th District, D.C.
Well, the both of us know that women never lie, right?
Oh, I think humans lie. It is. It's not male or female. It's humans will lie.
And women have been known since the beginning of time to do whatever they saw as expedient.
I think that so many times that is human nature, where we want to be selfish and we want to have things our way, but that is not the way our Constitution is set up. It is certainly not the way that we do things here in our country. Maybe in some of those third world countries, that's the way they do things, but that is not the way we do things here. And thank goodness, we are a country of laws, and we're a country of system that is set up in order to protect the innocent.
You know, like I travel just maybe the way you do too, in a circle that has a lot of Republicans, but I can't even imagine that Democrats, even women and men, would be comfortable with what's taking place, because you never know when it's going to be turned against you.
Absolutely. You are so right, Carolyn. It just seems right now that there is this whole Me Too movement where we know that women have been assaulted by men, but we also know that in this day and age, we even have women who have assaulted men. And that's inappropriate behavior, and we will hold people accountable for that. But the way this is being done now is just unbelievable, that this man of a good stature, who has been a good family man and served his country admirably, both during a political time with a president, and then also, as I say, on the district court there, the 5th District in D.C., and has such a stellar reputation, and to be ruining his reputation at this point in time for political purposes is just unconscionable.
Well, last year when Judge Roy Moore was under attack, I was one of the persons that was out front, not defending him as much as defending our judicial system, the fact that you are innocent until proven guilty. And I saw at that time, I knew that if those allegations were allowed to bring him down, that there would be no stopping point, because the political left have proven again and again that they will do whatever they see is necessary to get the end that they aim for.
And you are correct on that, and yet we're seeing that someone of their own political party who is being accused of inappropriate behavior with a female, Keith Ellingson, who is one of the leaders in their party, we don't hear anything about that. We don't hear their side saying, oh, well, he's automatically guilty, even before he has any kind of a trial, or is even able to answer to the question or to the accusation. We don't hear that from them. So this is political. This is all political theater. And unfortunately, that's where we are in politics right now with the left, where everything is political theater.
Well, what's fascinating about the Keith Ellison accusation is that the woman has the police photographs of her face, and just how, you know, her face was kind of mangled, and clearly she was injured, and yet the political left doesn't care. They don't even discuss it.
Yeah, they're not discussing that, and it's not in the news 24/7, is it? You don't turn on CNN and hear that being said constantly, do you?
No.
But boy, you can't turn anything on today and not hear that already Kavanaugh, because this woman, now two women, has said this, then he's just got to be guilty.
And
it's ridiculous.
It is so ridiculous, too, because in the case of the Christine Ford, the first accuser, she can't remember when it took place or where it was and who was there, and the people she said were there have all denied that the party took place.
Can you imagine trying to think back 36 years and come up with details, and then to even have those who want to come and talk about this. How can we trust that their memory is so good from 36 years ago? But I will take it back again to say, if this person, Ms. Ford or Dr. Ford, really was serious to say that, Mr. Kavanaugh should not have been serving in these high positions, why would she have not said something for the years that he has served as the district court judge on a very important court? And that's my question. Why now? Why now? Why not before when he was serving in these high positions? Did you not come forward and say that he isn't fit to serve? Which everybody should be asking that question. Why now?
And the second accuser, I mean, her story is even more bizarre because she has recovered memories, and after talking with her lawyer and trying to reassess her memories, she feels confident about that it was Kavanaugh. But some of the people she called said that she told them that she wasn't sure who it was. And so, I mean, she was trying to piece together a memory, and we're supposed to be taking that seriously?
I know. Can you imagine being Mr. Kavanaugh, where he's being accused of something where this actually says, I can't remember exactly where we were or who was in the room. I have to question, what do you remember? Why do you remember that one particular thing? And again, if these women really were true about the fact that they wanted the truth to be known, why are you waiting so long to bring this out? If this were really something that you had all of these years in your heart to say, I want to bring this out, I want to make this a statement now that he is not fit to serve, why would you not have done this many, many years ago?
Well, Diane, what do you think explains the weakness of the Senate Republicans and the fact that they set deadlines and then they repeatedly moved the deadlines forward until they gave the political left exactly what they wanted, the Thursday hearing?
I think it's weak. I think that they should have set the deadline and stuck to the deadline. And unless there were further information that came that would say we should move that deadline for some very, very good reason, it should have gone forward. This keep on moving the deadline and allowing somebody like Dr. Ford or even her attorneys to keep delaying this and delaying his confirmation. This is craziness to have somebody else come along and say, oh, now I remember this or I remember that. You know, my husband and I were sitting talking about it, and he said, what is it that would keep somebody 30 years ago, I mean, he's 70 years old, what is it 40 years ago to come and say he did something where there's no proof? And how do you get outside of that if you're just going to believe someone that comes and says, oh, well, that's what happened to me, you got to believe it? That's just craziness. None of us would want to be held to those standards.
Well, there doesn't seem to be a deterrence for the women that come forward, or even if a man were to come forward with unsupported allegations that destroy someone's life, the penalties are not such to deter.
No, you're right in that. In that, this could happen to a male as well as it can a female. It doesn't necessarily have to be one gender or the other. To anyone, to any of us, we just put ourselves in that place about what could happen if someone would come and make any kind of allegations, whether it's a sexual harassment or any other allegation that would harm someone. It's just outside of our system, and we have to stick by our system. And I think that the Senate needs to move forward, and unless there is some credible information that comes up, they need to just go ahead and move forward with this confirmation.
We're going to take a brief break, and then when I return, I'd like to talk with you about the GOP congresswomen, why we're not hearing from them.
Are you wondering what we can do about immigration? Then get your copy of my newly released book, Debating Immigration, the second edition, available at Amazon, Cambridge University Press, and all major booksellers.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I I'm back with Congressman Diane Black. Right before break, I told her that we were going to talk about the Congresswomen, the GOP Congresswomen that we're not hearing much from. I would have thought they would have been out front leading the charge.
Well, I think that you have to understand that it's the Senate that does the confirmation. It's the Senate that has the voice on this. And I am disturbed that we don't hear more of the women there in the Senate coming out and saying this is ridiculous. I think that they are the ones that do need to say it because they're sitting in the room and they're part of the confirmation process. We in the House, unfortunately, do not have an opportunity to have anything to say when there is a confirmation such as this that needs to be, that is taking place. But I do believe that we should have more women standing up and saying, whoa, wait a minute, this is very unfair to do this.
Well, from where I sit, and I'm thinking that maybe the Senate Republicans, because there's so many men in the room that they're reluctant to speak, and for whatever reason, the women in the Senate, they don't seem to be taking a leadership role. And I would think that any woman that's in Congress who has a son or a husband or a brother or a father would have a stake in our judicial system enough that they would stand up and say, no, you know, this runs counter to everything we are as Americans against the rule of law. We believe in the presumption of innocence, like due process is not negotiable. To me, any elected official or an appointed official who's female should be willing to stand up in the absence of the men not leading.
Well, I haven't spoken to any of my female colleagues over in the Senate to see where they are. Some of this may be the fact, too, that they're going to be questioning him if they're on the Judiciary Committee, as well as they will have to be a part, of course, the final vote. I think Susan Collins is really the only one who has come out to say very much, and I know she's up for re-election, and I know she's being very cautious about what she's saying. But I do think that we just need to hear from those that are especially going to be making this decision that, as we've already said, there is a presumption of innocence, and we cannot have this man go through what he's going through until they bring forward the evidence that this is so.
Now, in the worst-case scenario that the Democrats are successful, they kill this nomination, what do you think happens next? How would that play out in the midterm elections and for President Trump's future nominees?
Well, I think it's something that that is going to really cause a firestorm if he is not confirmed. This is a good man who has shown over the years that he's very fair as a judge. And I think that it's going to really make the Republicans mad and hopefully bring them out to the polls to make sure that we are able to win this election, continue to hold the majority in both the House and the Senate, maybe even grow the majority in the Senate, to really wake up our Republicans to say, look, we can't sit back and allow this election to go by without making sure that we're at the polls and continuing to keep conservatives in the majority in both the House and the Senate. Of course, in the Senate, because of the filibuster, a simple 51 is not a majority there. We need 60. So I hope it energizes our base and that our base will get out there. We've seen too often that our base is not as energized as the Democrats are. And I hope all of this is energizing them right now. I hope that we will see Kavanaugh be confirmed. But Lord knows, if he is not confirmed, we better come out with a firestorm and say, this is just not right. We cannot allow the Democrats to run this country.
Now, Diane, I know that at the end of this term that your service to our nation in Congress will be over for now. Can you share with our listeners what might be next for you and, you know, whether or not you would consider running for office again, maybe for the Senate, because we need strong women there, obviously.
Well, thank you for asking, Carol, and I really don't know at this point in time what is next for me. I'm one who absolutely believes where when God closes one door, he opens another. I have really enjoyed my 20 years of public service, and I love serving people both as a nurse and now as a public servant here at the state level for 12 and 8 years in the Congress. I don't know whether that will be my next calling or not, but whatever it is, it will be in a capacity of service because that's what I love to do. So I'm still very busy on Ways and Means, and we have a lot of issues. We're still dealing with trade, which is our jurisdiction. We're getting ready to do some other tax reforms, especially for those to help them save for retirement. And we've got some health care bills and provisions that we're working on. So between now and the mid part of December, when we'll be leaving for the Christmas break, we've still got a lot of work to do.
Well, we are going to be watching your career over the next few months and years to see, you know, what direction God takes your life in. And I've said this before, but I really admire and respect you, and I know that you're going to continue to do great things for our nation.
Well, thank you, Carol. It has really been an honor that I would never, ever have thought in my life that I would have an opportunity to do. It was not a plan that I would have set down and said years ago that this is where I want to be. It just so happens I really felt like I was being called and have just so much enjoyed, and I'm honored to have served and would love to continue serving in some capacity.
Thank you. Well, it's been great having Diane Black on this afternoon to talk about the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings and all the antics taking place in Washington. And we need to follow that very closely. It's important for you to contact the senators, let people know how you feel about our nation and the direction it's taken at this point in time. Let your voices be heard. And until next time, remember that we the people can be the people who change this nation for good.